Education has always taken a front row seat in Florida elections, and this year is no exception. The so-called opt-out movement is top of mind among many voters this year. Each spring, third graders in Florida's public schools must pass a standardized reading test in order to move on to fourth grade. But a group of parents is challenging the state's retention policy in court. As WSF's Kathy Carter reports, those parents are looking to state lawmakers to back them up.
The day before school let out, in May, 9-year-old Haley Everett brought home a certificate for making the honor roll at Chokochaty Elementary School in Hernando County. The next day, her grandmother and guardian, Pam Everett, got a call from the school's principal telling her Haley would not be promoted to fourth grade.
My jaw hit the floor. I mean, I couldn't believe it. Here's this student that is two grades above her reading level, and then to tell me they're going to retain it because no score.
Haley had no score on the Florida Standards Assessment because her grandmother told her not to take it. But she did break the seal on the exam and signed her name to it. Everett says that means her granddaughter participated in the test as the state requires. Everett and 13 other plaintiffs from seven counties filed a lawsuit saying their kids were wrongly held back. State law says schools may consider things besides the FSA, like teacher assessments and good report cards, but some districts interpret the law to mean no test score, no promotion. In August, a Leon County judge sided with the plaintiffs, but several school districts appealed, leaving opt-out students in limbo and angering parents like Brandy Paternoster in Broward County.
Let me be clear. I will not go quietly into the night. I stand here for our teachers. I stand here for my children, for all the children. They are more than a test score.
The mother's plea to the Broward County School Board was effective. In late September, Broward dropped its appeal. Paternoster's 9-year-old twins are now fourth graders. Sarasota County Schools also dropped out of the case. So the number of school districts fighting the ruling is down to five. Criticism over mandated testing has grown for years, but proponents say the assessments catch students who fall behind in time to help them. Shan Goff is the Florida Policy Director for the Foundation for Excellence in Education.
Students who are not reading proficiently in third grade are four times more likely not to graduate high school.
Last year, a dozen civil rights groups, including the NAACP and the Urban League, issued a statement criticizing the opt-out movement. They argued testing identifies important inequalities in education for minority and low-income students and for children with disabilities. But the anti-testing chorus is getting louder, and opponents want to make sure lawmakers are listening. The Opt-Out Florida Network issued a voter guide detailing candidates' positions on testing. The group is actively campaigning for politicians sympathetic to their cause. Back in Hernando County at a recent community event, opt-out grandparent Pam Everett gathered signatures on a petition to oust the county's school superintendent.
Our goal is to take it back to the classroom. We want the teachers to teach the class. We want it teacher-generated. You are a taxpayer. Would you like to help us?
On the morning after the judge ruled in her favor, Everett's granddaughter got up early, excited to go back to school. But when they got there, the principal told them Haley would have to go back to third grade. She's now being homeschooled, but Everett says that's not by choice.
This is her school. This is where her friend's at. If I could get her back in, she would go.
But she says she would continue to fight a system that opt-out families say has forced educators to teach to the test.
You know, just because I got her spot back would not mean that I would go away. The system still is broken. It needs to be fixed. This testing needs to go the wayside.
Even if Haley gets promoted, her grandmother says she will always opt out of the FSA. But as a fourth grader, the stakes wouldn't be as high. Mandatory retention wouldn't be an issue again until Haley is in 10th grade. As for the lawsuit, plaintiffs in Hernando, Orange, Osceola, Pasco, and Seminole counties are awaiting a ruling on the appeal. I'm Kathy Carter in Tampa.
WSF News is joining other public radio stations around the state to bring you Decision Florida.